All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was Cosmic Light Shapes from their brand new full-length release, Nebula. And they had their release party this past Friday. I was lucky enough to go there, and I've got the full-length in my hands on Jet Plastic Records. We heard one of my faves that it was originally from the EP called Far From Home. Then we heard, what is it called here? I got to get the plastic out of my way. Drudge It Flow, and then that last track, All for the Spider. Oh, Drudge and Flow. Okay, I got to get the plastic off this before I read it next time. Anyway, this is live from Studio J, and as always, live music is happening at 5 o'clock, and this is no exception. And right now in the studio, we have the artist known as Nkanyu. Can you hear me, sir?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm very good. So you got lots of great tunes to play for us in the next hour?
Yes, I do.
All right. Why don't we get started? According to my list, you're going to start with Great Debuter?
Debater.
Debater, sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
You're good. Thank you.
All right, let's do it.
Right, and he alone.
Oh, trying to catch me off guard there, huh, Jason?
Yeah. That usually surprises people, the ending of that song.
Yeah, well, it definitely surprised me. I'm like, whoa. All right, the great debater. Sometimes that's how debates end, don't they? Somebody just gets up and walks away, right?
Yeah, they're done.
I'm out of here. Well, it's kind of timely, seeing as we just finished up a major election and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. This was written before the election, but it's pretty, it can apply across the board, really, anywhere.
One
was particularly influenced by really angry internet conversations. I've seen bridges be burned over the internet, which is crazy to me.
And the worst part about it, at least in my eyes, is that a lot of times these are people that have never met, right? Some of them.
Oh, yeah. So it's pretty crazy.
That's the craziest part. It's like you've never met this person. You don't know anything about them. You don't know their background. You don't know what they've had to deal with. You know, that's where opinions come from. It's not always like, well, I hate you just because you're tall or just because you're, you know, black or whatever. You know, it's just, it could be anything, you know.
Yeah, it makes for some pretty interesting songwriting.
Yes, it does. Okay, so is that on one of your releases, that particular track, or?
Not yet. Many of these are not, because I record them all myself, and that takes a lot of time. So I will be playing at least two of the tracks from my EP.
Okay. Yeah, just let us know when you get to that point, you know, just so the listeners know. I imagine they might be able to get their hands on it one way or another if they're interested.
Yeah, you can listen to it on Bandcamp, and if you contact me directly, I mean, I make copies myself, so... You get a physical copy, too.
Sure. Okay.
This next one is called Hallways.
All right.
With the kids of Catholic school. Cool. cut off. A shimmering light not blessed or condoned. No glimmers of hope. No hope for beyond God. Oh, what's in the attic? Sing of the old, the ring, ring, ring of the phone, small chairs and I can talk fear. We'll all be reused when no one leaves. I can see, think. We'll all be confused when no one leaves.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Nganyu. All right. Hey, I'm jealous, man. Yeah, we were talking earlier before the show, and we were comparing guitars. You know, you've got that Takamine. I've got that Ovation at home, and I practiced forever and ever and ever. You know, I can play okay. I mean, I can play well enough. Nobody's going to, like, wince or go, oh, my God, you know, anything like that. But I never could get to that level, you know.
If you don't mind me, I have to tune back up to standard tuning.
All right, yeah, that's not a problem. But you play quite well, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. How long have you been playing?
7-8 years, maybe.
Yeah?
So I'm 24 right now, and I started when I was maybe 17.
Okay. I started even earlier, and it still didn't do me any good, you know? Some people are just more natural at it. Some people are just better at it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I said, I could perform in front of relatives, and it wouldn't be a big deal, but...
I used to be pretty bad at singing, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was awful.
That was the harder part to get good at, huh?
Even guitar, I was pretty bad at for a while.
Yeah.
But I was kind of obsessed with it, so.
You almost have to be, you know? Has to be your passion, that's for sure.
This next one is called You're Right.
Okay. Ooh.
fill each space with a falsehood, dreamt from the darkest of woods, wondering where the past has gone. Does it live on in a song, or has its whisper run its course in only weakness at its source? While the others run and play, their children will one day say, wisdom is the goal, the fool's the path to death. They always lose, talking backwards on repeat, every word in every beat. Fill each space with a falsehood, dreamt from the darkest of woods, wondering where the past has gone. Does it live on in a song, or has its whisper run its course in only weakness at its source?
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Nkanyu. Was that song written about anybody in particular? You don't have to like name a name or anything like that, or you know.
It's a lot of things. It's a critique of various philosophies, which I don't think I have time to get into now. And it does have some time to do something to do with an old friend. But no one else knows who he is other than me and people who know him. But it relates to a philosophical discussion we've had over years of friendship. So it's exploring some of those darker ideas that we would discuss.
Awesome. Made for a great song. Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
This next one is called Open the Door.
All right.
snake oil salesman. Show me the light, make my body whole, cleanse it of this blight. Oh, wise wanderer with tattered robes, lend me your insight, for I see. Crucifix, its shadows over me, deliver me my eyes, so that I can see. Oh, greatest shaman, who casts a spell, lend me your heart of soul, and sing me a song. Now come with me, children, I can light the road ahead. This anthem of beauty will fill your little head and will open the door to your heart, to your mind. Open the door and the truth you will find.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J in Kanyu, in the house. All right. So, how long have you been writing songs altogether?
many, many years. I struggled for a long time. And I think the last year and a half or so, I've kind of started putting the pieces together. Music and vocals have come easier to me than lyrics. And so I focused on that for quite a while.
Okay. So you're finally hitting your stride, so to speak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
It's getting a bit easier. Being able to get what I want across with songwriting.
I'm sure it's like that with everybody. I don't think anybody just, you know, woke up one day and said, hey, I can write songs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Even the greats, even the Paul McCartneys and all those other people, they didn't just wake up one day and start writing, you know, things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you wake up and you write every day and you kind of practice and you have to force it.
Just like any other thing.
Yeah, you have to force inspiration. You can't wait for it.
No.
You have to go find it.
You can't sit around and wait for it to smack you in the face, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you have an EP out right now.
Yes.
And that's the only release so far, correct?
Yep, so far. It's released a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a self-titled EP.
Okay. And how do our listeners get a hold of it? Any ways?
You can go to Bandcamp. It's the URL will be in Kanu, then the number 3.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find it on YouTube too if you search in Kanu music. It's a little bit harder to find because it's not at the top of the queues, but it's there.
And just for our listeners' benefit, spell that for them.
Yeah. It's spelled INCONNU.
Okay, just want to make sure, because you know how that is. Some sites, if you don't spell it exactly right, you're getting nowhere.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, it's not even an English word, it's a French word.
Right.
The story behind it.
And forgive me, I know you told me when we talked that one time, what does that mean exactly?
It's French for unknown, or more specifically, unknowable.
Okay. So that's where you got that from.
Yep.
And I would imagine the other songs that we're hearing eventually will end up on something physical.
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay. And we talked earlier that you really don't have any shows coming up, but you have some in the works.
Oh, yeah. Definitely find me on Facebook. You can find my Facebook page, Nkanu. It's facebook.com/Nkanu Music. And there will definitely be updates there. If you like the page, I'll find you. You'll know about them.
You'll let them know. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's do another one then.
I'm going to change the set list a little bit. I'm going to go with Little Betty. I'm going to switch two songs around.
Okay, that's cool.
And this one is on the EP. Too much.
acting strange. Little Shelby was quite deranged. She talked to her dolls, swore they were her pals.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Nkanyu. All right. Sounding good. Sounding good.
Thank you. I hope people are enjoying it.
Yeah, I think if they are listening, I think they are definitely enjoying.
It's good.
All right.
I'll play another one from the EP. This one's pretty upbeat.
Okay.
Tempo-wise, not subject matter-wise.
Yeah, we can't have it all, right?
Yeah, no, you can't have all of those things. I write a lot of darker music, so it's an interesting thing to do.
That's what I find interesting about your music, actually. You know, I mean, not saying I don't like the other songwriters and folk singers and all that good stuff, but every once in a while, you know, it's like, it doesn't have to be happy.
Yeah, see, I'm compensating. There's too much happy music out there. We got to get some more weirder stuff going on.
There you go.
Darkest abyss is the bright greatest bliss, because in which there is no room for fault, fault, fault. Yes, what are you? Shaken out and blood, all that's left is your head. A swollen piece of misery, your loss, 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 loss.
You know, it's a very interesting title for something of that darkness.
Yeah. Well, there's a line in there that's pretty important. It's, in the darkest abyss is the brightest bliss.
Yeah.
That's where the title comes from.
I didn't read the whole thing, but I'm like, this is called bliss.
Yeah.
And it starts out with something about murder. It's like,
yep.
Wow.
there's a lyric about dogs in it, though, so people love dogs, you know?
Yeah, who doesn't, basically? Yeah,
so you can't really complain.
You know, if you really put your mind to it, you could probably write some really dark show, like maybe on HBO or Showtime.
Oh, I got a few songs that sound like they're songs for like Disney villains and stuff like that. I've written a lot of songs I don't use for this project right now, but
yeah. But even if you could put those lyrics and then make an actual story around it.
Oh yeah.
I think we could have something cool here.
Yeah.
You know, and if you do it someday, you're gonna have to give me credit and you know. Little bit of kickback, all right?
Yeah, I will.
I'm trying to realize, it's like, how did you find out about us? How did you end up here?
I think I just, like, I was walking around the student center and I saw this radio place. I'm like, oh, there's like a radio show here.
Yeah.
And then I looked it up online and I saw that, like, there's stuff happening here. And so I walked in and started talking to people.
Wow. We need more people like you, you know. I can't tell you how many people I've read into that have gotten degrees, came and gone, and like, they like, you have a radio station there? Huh?
Yeah, yeah, well, might as well look around and explore.
Seriously?
A bit.
Wow. I mean, even if you're not a musician, you should at least like be interested, like, hey, what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
But such is life anyway. So, all right. It looks like we're doing really well. Got plenty of time left, and I think we can squeeze everything in. That's always
cool.
A good thing.
All right. Change tuning one more time. And then...
Sure, no problem. Again, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. You're hearing a live performance like you normally do from 5 to 6 p.m. Artists from all around the Michigan area, all genres, all are welcome. If you or you know anybody that's interested, all you got to do is get a hold of us here at WHFR, and hey, you might end up on the radio. It's a cool thing. We do support local music. We don't just simply talk about it.
This one's a little bit bluesy, one could say.
Okay.
It's called Breathe.
Breathe.
Slow blues.
All right.
Hands of time. I need a little bit of time. I need to put it all away. I need to find a place to lay. When there is fear, it bleeds. And through the years, it speaks. Fall through the wayside. I need to put it all away. I need to find a place to lay. Hands go in. Can you hold the air and swim? Hands go in. Can you hold the air and swim? see it will breathe.
Awesome. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. Jason, also known as Nkanyu, doing a live performance for us. I really like that one a lot.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yes. I like them all, but that one I definitely really like.
I like singing that one a lot.
Yeah, that is a cool song. All right, so one more time. We discussed that you have an EP out, and that's available through all the normal channels, correct?
Yeah. Well, just Bandcamp and YouTube. I haven't done like Spotify or iTunes or anything like that.
No? Okay. And then, of course, you have a Facebook page.
Yep.
And more to come. A lot of the songs that we're hearing today, they'll eventually be able...
Yes, as soon as I can. So, and hopefully there'll be more collaborators in the next one, too. I have a lot of people who want to play some other instruments that I can't play on the recording. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. Anybody you can mention? Anybody I'd know? Or
maybe. My friend Greg Wilson might be playing.
Okay.
Whenever he has time. I know actually someone who teaches here at the History of Rock and Roll class, Patrick Jensen.
Okay.
He's offered to play trumpet on a song.
Ooh.
I'll probably need a trumpet at some point.
That'll be cool. Interesting.
So cool. I like collaborating a lot, so that'll be cool.
Oh, I'm sure. This is the tip of the iceberg. You're just doing this by yourself. I could imagine with a band all around you, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, that'd be great. I make it sound closer on the record or something completely different too.
Oh yeah, sure.
That's one thing to mention about the EP too, is that it doesn't sound just like just not just voice and a guitar. There's a lot of other instruments and vocal harmonies, bass and electric guitar, all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And did you do all of them yourself, or?
Yeah, everything was recorded myself and written myself.
Put together and all that good stuff.
The only thing I didn't do is the mastering. I'm not really good at that.
You slacker. You couldn't do that too. Come on.
Yeah, I tried. I was just like, man, I need to learn how to do this before I do it. But the mixing, production, recording.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. All right, what do you have for us now?
I have a song with a very different tempo. It's called Armchair Fires. Actually, one of the first songs I wrote, this song years ago, and I didn't know what to do with it until now.
Sky High Towers, won't you be my friend? Illuminate me with your glowing name. Send a signal to my soul. One that keeps me guessing that you know what's going on in all of our heads. We're walking around pretending that we ain't dead. All in all, you really are our Lord. You plant seeds in our minds when we're bored. Big boy P, he couldn't get it right. He stayed up late every single night. Down in uppers, drowning in place. Sitting alone in his big heated crate. And we don't know what's going on in his head. He's walking around pretending he sure is dead. All the stories he's told, they're made of lies. He's trapped here with us like a fly in a jar of flies. Oh, here we go. Sky High Towers, won't you be my friend? Help me, oh please help me! Descend into the pit of my desire, to be in a completely comfortable armchair fire.
That That was cute.
That wasn't too loud, was it?
Yeah. That woke me up for sure.
See, who needs an alarm clock when you got this?
Interesting song. That's cute.
Yeah.
All right.
So what else I got here? I got time for two more, I think.
I definitely think you got time for two All more.
Right. I'll play two more then. This one's called God is a Desert.
Okay.
It's also on the EP, so I'll be playing all three.
Cool.
God is a desert, sands wrap his greatest gift, dark liquid of sun lies just beneath the rift. Unite with bloodshed these holy, holiest lands. Navigate its soul with holy, holiest hands. In this luscious pursuit, our kin, chosen sins, burn this blood in earth, lest enemies do the same. The scriptures foretold that it is in our name. The suited newsman tells you that it's for you and me. And the tall tale fable speaks in tongues, preaching that it's for you. sky bleeds red and orange for half a century for all to see. And the sky bleeds red and orange for half a century falling down, falling down, falling down, falling down.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. I want to thank you, Jason, for coming down to play for us.
Thank you for having me play.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. Enjoyed it, and I know our listeners did as well. All right, let's just keep it going. Let's squeeze one more in, and that'll take it to the end.
I got to have a fair warning. This song's about 5.5 minutes long. Is it okay if we go over by 2 minutes?
Yep, go for it.
All right. This one's called The Reason You're Here.
Because the ocean has no ending, and each coast brings a distance from the grounding that's found on the coast that was once called home. The salty air leaves the days melting by, terrified of what's inside your tiny little head, petrified of what you'd find in your collapsing self that you keep alone. Because the past insists itself, the turning of the clock sits still, and the future it holds a candlelit hope on the shelf. In an old empty house collecting dust, terrified of what's inside your tiny little head, petrified by what you'd find in your collapsing self, silenced by the shape of color hiding beneath skin, rotting from the pain that lies just one moment in that you feel alone. Here is the reason you're here. Just stop.